Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, Frank Clifford here.
Yes, how can I help you?
I want to disconnect my NBN.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll just check. Give me a moment, sir. Frank, why do you want to disconnect your service, Frank?
Well, because I didn't authorize you to connect it, and you just done up behind my back. And I told you many a time that I don't want to be connected, but still you don't.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. It is already disconnected, Cliff.
It's been disconnected.
Frank, it's already, no, we haven't connected your internet. It's
already
disconnected.
You have connected it.
But it's disconnected. We have cancelled
it. It is now. It's not disconnected this morning.
No, it's not yet. We disconnected on. We cancelled your service on the 8th of this month.
Right. Okay. Well, how come I'm
paid a cancellation fee? But there has
Sorry?
There is a cancellation fee of $199, which you need to pay.
No, that's not going to happen either, because there's a 10-day cooling off period. And I've done it within the 10 days.
No,
but
you
still
haven't done it within...
Yeah, I have, but you just don't listen. If you go back through the voicemails, the tapes, you'll see that I've always just said, no, I don't want to be connected with you.
After we
the
connected
sales rep,
the service, then
the salesman that I had on
answer.
The salesman I had on the other side when I was talking to him before I spoke to you, he was just being a prick. He was forcing me to go with a Melbourne phone company. I didn't want to be forced into it. But you know what? You can send me the bill, but I ain't going to pay it. You can take me to court, I'll pay you 50 cents a week. How's that? Because I'm a pensioner. Like, I can't afford that. And for you to, like, cancel my other provider, I was up for $280 for a modem that I had for a week. That's what you've done to me.
In order to waive off the cancellation,
you know what?
Kindly
you know what?
Email us, Frank.
You know what? Put me into the ombudsman. I will speak to the ombudsman, please.
You just email us. We will return a reply to you on that. Yeah, can
what
you
do you
email
mean
us
email you?
Stating, you know, please email us in regards to the waiver of the cancellation fee, because I don't have the authorization to waive the cancellation
fee. Well, who has?
You just email us to our accounts team. You will get a reply back.
Who do I email it to?
support@mphone.com.au.
Is there a form you got to fill out, or can you send me an email with directions
you
how to do
it? You please make a note of the email ID.
I'm not computer. I'm a computer literate. I don't know how to do much on computers. All right.
Fine. Now let's send you the support email ID. You can reply on that. Okay.
On a support line.
I will SMS you the support email ID. You can just write on that. Okay?
All right. What do I have to write? That I want to be... what do I have to write? What do I have to put in there?
That you don't want to pay the cancellation fee.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't want to pay the cancellation fee.
Fine. Thank you.
No,
anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.